We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
If you drove through Rondacoit this morning, somebody needs your help bad.
What happened?
Well, he thinks he saw something, but then he went back and it wasn't there, and he might be losing his mind. He's afraid. At least according to the Facebook message we got about 45 minutes ago.
Like an animal?
No. Well, I mean, I guess this guy would be an animal if he was doing this in his driveway.
Oh, damn.
Well, not that kind. It's not sex.
Well, I don't know.
So, you know, when the snow days like this hit, got to clear out the driveway.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? And that's where this Facebook message comes in. Again, we got it about 45 minutes ago. And guy writes, I was coming into work down Kings Highway in Rondacoit, and I think I saw a guy using a flamethrower to clear the snow in his driveway.
Yeah, we've seen videos of this before.
Yeah, it's been on Twitter a couple times, right?
But it's always like it's on Twitter because it's a unique story. Yeah. Like there's some guy with the thing.
It's a little scary looking.
So the Facebook message goes on. I tried to turn around to get a pick for you guys, but by the time I looped around, he was gone. Tell me I'm not seeing things and other people know about this guy.
So legitimate, because you can buy those, we found out legitimately.
So wasn't it Elon Musk, the guy that owns Tesla?
But like, but we also found like farmers have this stuff to clear brush.
Did we find that?
Yeah, because we figured out who was buying these things, like besides Elon Musk creating the novelty ones.
Yeah, because we weren't sure why you would.
The worst super soaker idea ever.
Because we weren't sure why you would need them as like an average person. People
and it seemed
said
like farming and agriculture was number one.
Okay. So,
maybe the guy's got a gig where he has one of these things for his gig.
But you're living off Kings Highway? Right.
No, but let's say he works as a timber guy and he's got to clear brush with something.
Are you sure that they're clearing brush with flamethrowers?
It's dangerous.
Are you not thinking back to like a Vietnam documentary you saw?
Could be.
Okay. Because I don't remember that discussion.
But we found out you could own them.
Well, no, that was also a question mark because there wasn't a law that kept you from owning it, but there were laws that
tough to buy it though,
and there were laws that were written that would kind of seem that you couldn't own it legally.
No.
Is there anyone else that saw this morning? 222-6000. Is there a
guy? You would know if flamethrower guy was in your neighborhood. Yeah. You know that
because I'm guessing the flamethrower guy doesn't just do this once. Like he looks for any excuse he can to use.
Oh,
the
he's got to bring it out for 4th of July.
Unless he just got the flamethrower.
Okay.
Unless he's a new toy. I don't know.
No, but word's going to get around pretty quick that he can do his whole driveway in 7 seconds.
Okay, but see, that's the problem here. Here's the thing. Even if there are guys doing this, don't try this. It seems super dangerous.
Yeah.
Could you set your driveway on fire? Because that's like oil and stuff, right? Like in the asphalt, like all mixed together.
I don't know.
No, like I'm serious. Like if I blasted my driveway with a flamethrower, could I set it on fire?
I'm going to guess because of the oil, maybe.
Can we check? When we
but
get
you're
a chance,
also done.
When you get, and like, here's the other thing.
But you do it quick.
Okay, no, but then my driveway's on fire.
Oh, quick though.
And then my car's on fire, and it exploded because of the gas tank.
Well, you got nothing to do now.
Okay. Second question: if I theoretically were to flamethrow my driveway clear of snow, what happens to the water when it melts? Because wouldn't it just turn into an
runs
ice?
Off.
No.
No, it runs down the street.
No, but it would just turn into an ice rink. It
should evaporate. Because it's a flamethrower. It probably evaporates the water. It's probably bone dry.
I don't think you would do it that quick. It would probably just turn into an ice rink. I would say you're making the problem worse.
I say the heat evaporates everything really quick.
What are you basing that on?
Heat evaporating water.
It's so much snow. There are people. I had 2 feet of snow from drifting in my driveway this morning. It's not going to evaporate that quick.
So let's say ice. You do it one time.
Okay.
Do it quick.
Right.
Freeze up and then just blast the ice.
Okay, but now I'm just blasting. But then again, it's going to turn into water, which is going to freeze again.
No, the second blast should do it. I think that second blast clear you right up.
Okay.
And get it right out the door.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, neither do you.
No, but I'm just thinking of the potential problems. You're going, nah, based on nothing. 222-6000. There is a guy that wrote us a Facebook. He says he thinks he saw a guy off of King's Highway in Irondequoit on his way to work using a flamethrower to clear snow in his driveway.
I would think the cops would have stopped by.
But again, is that legal?
I guess no.
All right, well, tell you what. Andre,
are you licensed?
Do you need a license to operate a snow?
Yeah.
Or a flamethrower?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you do.
You need a license for everything else in this
state. See, you're just making stuff up!
You know that when the state wants to collect all their flamethrower fees.
Let's talk to Andre. He's on CMF. What up, Andre?
Hey, how we doing?
Good, buddy.
So I'm a woodworker, and I use a flamethrower to give the wood grain like a burnt look.
Okay.
It's an attachment that you can buy that goes right on top of your propane tank. And you can
I got
right
the propane tank already.
Yeah, just buy the attachment that goes right on top.
No, stop telling him this. Tank. Stop telling Tommy this.
Where
stop.
Do I get that?
No, Andre, stop giving Tommy information.
Hey, how does it work on beards?
You'll lose it.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Andre, in theory, based on what we're talking about here, have you ever tried to get rid of snow with your snow?
Could you use it for that?
I most definitely have, and it works.
Okay.
It works.
Oh, so I was right. It evaporates.
Do you live off of King's Highway? Was that you this morning?
No, I live in Fairport.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty high-end town to be throwing flames all over the place.
But look, he's doing it.
I grew up in Danville, so, you know.
All right. All right. Makes sense. Andre, by the way, do you need a license to operate a flamethrower?
You do not. You can buy one at Harbor Freight.
Okay, Andre, thanks for the call.
Done.
Yeah, okay. Your wife's going to let you have a flamethrower. Yeah, your wife's going to let you have a flamethrower.
How about when she sees how nice the driveway looks? Done.
Or when she sees you on fire running through the backyard. Oh, baby. Ah, Kimmy, what would it sound like if Tommy was on fire running away looking for help?
My forehead's melting off.
By the way, we'd be there for a long time to melt that forehead off.
So funny.
So it's looking like you can. Your asphalt driveway can catch fire.
Andre said no.
No, well, it's one guy.
Andre, though. He's
but
a
I
good
guess,
guy.
Yeah, it all depends. I guess, yeah, there are certain materials that can and...
You probably go quick.
No, don't
yeah,
do
if you
don't,
sit
no,
there
don't,
in one spot and...
Do not.
Gonna,
you, like, you would have...
You glaze it.
Like, you would have the ability to pull this off.
I could do a flamethrower.
Oh, you couldn't.
Why not?
You could barely work a hose.
Well, that's what your mother said last night. I was bringing a lot of heat.
18 minutes left. We almost made it without a mom.
We're always getting one in.
All right, here's how you know this doesn't work.
All right. Even though it doesn't work.
No, Home Depot doesn't sell snow removal flamethrowers.
Are you sure?
Have you read into the snow removal flamethrower section of Home Depot?
No, but they probably don't build it. They may just do it as a blowtorch.
Okay, no. Hear what I'm saying.
No.
Hear what I'm telling you.
What?
Okay. The battle between man and snow has existed for centuries.
Yes.
Right? And there have been hundreds of products that have shown up to help us try and take it down. But flamethrower is not one of them. In fact, it's pretty amazing that in all of the years we've been battling driveway snow, there have been only three things that have proven effective. Shovel, snow blower,
and a brother-in-law.
Plow, yes. Yeah. You got it. Mm. Like, if it worked, they would be marketing these things mass to help us clear our driveways. That's how you know it doesn't work. There's money to be made.
So you're saying...
It doesn't work. I'm going to guess it doesn't work. And it's dangerous.
Well, here's what it is. It can work if you know what you're doing.
Which you don't, and nobody does.
But I can learn. Listen, all these big box stores, they sell me a million things that I could kill myself with.
And
why can't I have this?
Because they don't sell you a flamethrower. That's how
easy. No, but they sell me other things that I could hurt my... They sell me lawnmowers. They sell me gas grills, right? Snow blowers. All that stuff I could kill myself with. I could buy propane, but I can't buy a flamethrower.
You're proving my point.
That's like saying I could buy bullets, no gun.
You're proving my point.
What'd I do?
You and I are both horrified of snowblowers.
Yes.
Right? Because you know how badly you can hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. We're allowed to go buy that, no questions asked.
I know.
Okay. Yet I can't buy a flamethrower. So that's how dangerous it is.
Yeah, but it's only dangerous for the people standing on the other side of the flamethrower.
Okay. 226,000. A guy wrote us a Facebook message asking if anyone else saw the guy on King's Highway on Irondequoit this morning. I guess it would have been around 7:30. Using a flamethrower to clear his driveway of snow. Larry's
pretty
on CMF.
Cool.
What's up, Larry? How are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
Was it a flamethrower or was it a propane torch?
All right, Larry, you're doing the old guy thing because all I have is the Facebook message I just read to you.
He was putting out a pretty good flame, evidently, because the guy could see him doing his driveway with it.
Yeah, because the gentleman that was on before me, he kind of touched on it. But, you know, torches you can get at roofing supply houses, Home Depot, Harbor Freight. Tractor Supply.
Stop telling Tommy these things. Stop.
Oh, come on.
He's going to set his wife's house on fire.
As long as he has fun doing it, you know.
Okay. Larry, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Do not do this. You, anybody listening, do
not
do
this. Well, of course I'm not going to be able to do it. I can't do anything.
What happened to Big Daddy?
Well, Big Daddy died.
My name's Tommy, and I'm playing off on top like I'm actually going to use a flamethrower. And even in the same break, I realize I can't use a flamethrower because I'm afraid of my wife. Can't use a flamethrower, scared ass bitch.
But it kind of pisses me off because I'm the one, like, my wife is scared to turn on, like, the gas grill or the fireplace because of the propane, right?
Yeah.
She lets me turn them on. But you don't trust me with the flamethrower.
Okay.
You trust me with the gas grill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why can't I have the flamethrower, which is just another attachment to the gas grill?
No, because the flames are stationary in the gas grill.
Think how fast I can cook them steaks in the summertime. Done! A whole buffet in 7 seconds.
The flames don't move.
It's how about Thanksgiving? Like... Throw that turkey out in the backyard. Blast that bird right in the butt. Done. Deep fry your ass.
You wouldn't be deep frying it.
I know.
Flash fry.
No, there's no frying involved
at all.
Well,
it's kind of frying.
No.
The skin bakes.
Okay, let's talk to... Kirk, you got the last word on CMF.
Cook a whole cow in 10 seconds.
Kirk, what's up?
Nah, you can use a paint torch on an asphalt driveway.
Okay. You can.
All the time.
You all do, right, he does it all the time.
Hold on, you do it all the time. Where do you live, Kirk?
Lima.
Wait, say it again?
Lima.
Okay.
Lima.
For an asphalt company.
But he's in the biz, it's cool.
So, wait, no. Kirk, would you recommend? Okay, no, I didn't want to ask that question. Right. Have you heard of people doing this to get snow out of the driveway?
Of course, yes.
Yes.
Okay. See, a lot of guys. I bet you most guys in Lima don't even own a shovel or a grill or a wife.
Some of us do.
All right, Kirk.
Yeah,
Kirk, the way that your phone and your voice sounds, it sounds like the flamethrower got to both of them at one point.
Hey, now.
All right. Don't piss off a man with a flamethrower. No. Kirk, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Okay.
Right. Well, he hit his tongue one time. I always hate these conversations because these are things I didn't know I wanted. Like, I forgot about flamethrowers. You brought it up. Then I was like, I really want one now again.
But
same way
like
when you talk about pistols.
But I feel like you would use it like once and then kind of get bored with it. And now it's just sitting in your... This is like the kind of stuff you're going to find in people's homes. Like 50 years from now when they move on to the retirement home or die, right? What was Grandpa doing with a flamethrower?
You could find it 50 years from now, or you could find it a week from now when he kills himself with a goddamn flamethrower. You're going to tell me if you saw your neighbor out with a propane tank and a flame shooting out of it, that wouldn't make you nervous.
Well, he's also 95.
Okay, so there you go.
But then I also think he may have served and used that thing like in the war.
Okay.
Like what if he's a war guy? Let's say he used a flamethrower back in Nam.
If he's 95, that'd be Korea, not Nam.
All right, let's say he's not. They used him in Vietnam.
No, I know, but I'm saying if
all right, let's say Vietnam guy. Okay. He's 74 years old, and you know, was trained by the U.S. military, had to properly use a flamethrower.
Okay, but see, he was trained by the U.S. military 50 years ago.
Yeah,
and I don't know how much flamethrower time you get between coming back stateside.
It could be. Flamethrower time in a bottle. First thing I do is burn your ass.
That's why you can't have a flamethrower. Because you threatened me three separate times in a 10-minute discussion.
Threaten, suggest.